This is Phoebe Welburn talking about the cable car that went across the Santa Margarita River.
So this was a flood of 1980, yes. So we were stuck in here, couldn't get in, nobody could get in or out, school was suspended, we were at the Duluth school, but I remember going across that cable car, and you had to hand pull, so my dad was, it was very small, it was probably a little platform, I mean, maybe 3x3, it was small, and I was a kid, so, I mean, I was only, I would have been just 9 years old at that time, and, I remember sitting down on it, and there was no side. It was just a metal rail, like one about, you know, foot and a half off the ground, and another one towards the top, and the cable, the metal cable, and he had to pull us, hand over hand, just pulling us across. And we went, and they were bringing in food, is what they were doing. So we went across, and I went and stayed with my relatives in Fallbrook for a while until I think the rivers went down a little bit more. So I only went across one time. I didn't go back across. I don't think I would want to go back across because it was a little frightening, but I think my parents were concerned, like, just trying to feed us. They didn't know when, you know, the roads were going to be clear, so they were trying to get at least one kid into the relatives. So I don't think my sister went with me. I think she stayed here. But, I remember it vividly because it was just, that river was so raging. I mean, it was so full, and just being in this cable, it's like a cable car, just, and it was swaying. Like, you could, like, it was rocking. And I remember just, like, hanging on to that rail and just being crouched down on the floor. And
can you say about where it was?
Located? Yes, it was. So where the Santa Margarita Crossing is now, it was upriver. I don't know what that would be in yards, you know, 500 yards maybe upriver.
Near that pullout?
Yeah, near the pullout. So we would, if you go across, come from Fallbrook to Duluth and go up the hill a little ways, there's a turnout, but we parked there, and we walked down towards the riverbank, and there was a pathway that went all the way down. It was quite a long pathway, actually, because that's a steep grade if you look at it now. Mm-hmm. So that pathway was just, like, hugged along the mountainside, and it, like, gentle slope down, and there was a group there that was, and it had started to rain. I remember that, so they were, like, rushing because it was slippery. You couldn't pull as easily on that cable when it was wet. So they were, like, kind of rushing. Okay, you got to get back. You got to get back. Get him across. So, yeah, and I remember him taking food back across when he went across. So that was...
Yeah, but that was on the other side of the river, though. So.
Yeah, it's slow. They had to get it low enough because you didn't want it... It sloped a little bit, but you couldn't have it slope too much because you couldn't pull back uphill. So, they tried to get it as level as possible. But I do remember it sloping down a little bit because the road on the Fallbrook side of the Santa Margarita Bridge right now is fairly low compared to that mountainside, and the river was up high, so you had to be above the river, but there was a platform. They built a platform to go, so you had to climb down the platform because they didn't just have it level on the road. There was something that I can't remember what it was, a platform, but I remember it was elevated.
Was that on the town side?
The town side.
It was on the town side of the Santa Margarita River.
Right.
Because I was thinking it was where the Marine Base is now, but then you wouldn't have been able to get to town. And now I can picture where it is.
Yeah. So that was a cable car crossing.
Yeah, you remember
it. Really? I do remember it. Yeah.
There was a newspaper article. Great, thank you.